95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Stu has been filling in all week. You look much better today, Stu. What happened? Oh, it's Marcy.
It's Marcy. It's me. Yeah, you got me today.
What do you think happened to Stuart?
Well,
which he loves being called.
I was wondering the same thing, and I sent him a text, and I said, what's going on? And he said, I feel a little bit off. I said, are you sick? And he gave me a, I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
During a pandemic?
During a pandemic.
So he said he felt, so, the word he gave you is off?
Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 So if he, but what if he has, what if he has it?
Does that mean we have it?
That means that you probably have it, and now I probably have it.
What?
Right? Highly transmissible, this thing.
Why,
is.
But why? Why? I feel off.
You feel just a little bit off?
In the middle of a pandemic, we need more information than the word off.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Maybe that means it's a Friday and I've got things I want to do.
I have surfing and I like you out with my friends.
Go
that's
out
very
and have
possible.
Some drinks with my.
Or maybe it means he's got COVID.
Right.
I don't know.
Where's the Lysol? We're gonna.
Why doesn't
we're gonna
tell us? Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Coming up on the program, we are going to talk about a guy. Oh, I don't want to spoil that one. The greatest horse in the world. We'll tell you about.
Huh.
Josh Allen, his secret weapon, we will tell you about.
Okay.
And your parents committed petty crimes.
They did not.
Yes.
My parents never.
Yes.
Never.
Well, Stu told me that his mom keyed a car.
What?
She keyed a car.
Oh, dear.
His mom.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to know those things about my parents.
I do. Are you kidding? As long as it's little enough, I'm in.
That's going to crush me. Wow.
Well, let's call your mom. We'll call your mom, and you'll find out she didn't do anything, and we'll all be good.
It's going to be an interesting long-distance phone call.
All right.
Like heaven.
We can reach.
I think she's there. Sure as hell hope so.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I don't know why that's starting.
It's rage.
It was rage. I was trying to play rage, but I sort of jumped the gun just a bit.
I'll do some Pilates to rage. You want to get it?
No, we're good. Okay. We're good. Josh Allen has a secret playoff weapon, and I don't know if you've heard about this. I follow football pretty closely.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is quarterback for the Bills, right. And they're hosting the Patriots, and it's supposed to be 0 degrees Sunday night.
Oh, that's nice.
Zero degrees.
Nice and warm, yeah.
So they were talking about this on ESPN Get Up, which I swear is an unintended pun, but the former Jets linebacker let loose a little secret. He said, Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take Viagra before the game.
So that just kind of, it keeps the, well, really interesting.
He said a lot of NFL players in my day took Viagra to get their blood flowing.
What?
Yes. It's a normal thing.
Okay. All right.
That's weird, isn't
it? Well, I mean, it seems odd.
They suggested that he pop a Viagra before the game to get his blood pumping, adding that a lot of players did the same thing when he was playing to fight the cold.
Plus, he's going to have a lot of fun after.
Well, depending on how long the game is.
Right.
The game's not longer than 4 hours.
Yeah,
well. We are going to take the Heineken 00 hotline. We have Dr. Leonard Griffin on the phone. Hello, Dr. Griffin.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thanks so much for calling in.
You bet. I don't know if you heard that or not, but we were talking about NFL players that seem to be taking Viagra as a way of getting their blood pumping and staying warm in the cold.
Absolutely. I was listening, and it makes perfect sense, actually. I know it may seem a bit outside the box, but in the case of Josh Allen, his complaint is that he has poor circulation, and so he's affected by the cold temperatures. And Viagra absolutely would help with that. You have to understand how the medication works. It inhibits a certain enzyme that allows the soft tissue and the blood vessels and arteries to dilate, which would naturally increase blood flow. It works for the penis, but it works for the rest of the body as well. So he would get considerably more blood flow and circulation with the Viagra.
Weird. That's a weird thing that I've never thought about. Is it harmful for them to take Viagra for something that's not intended for that?
No, it's a temporary effect. Of course, as you know, if you do have, if you are playing football for longer than 4 hours, you should get to a doctor, of
sure.
course. But I kid. No, seriously, it works fine. It works fine, and then it will wear off, and he shouldn't have any issues. So it's actually an excellent choice. Of course, he should check with his doctor, of course.
Are you one of the doctors that prescribes Viagra for players?
I'm not, but I think it makes perfect sense. Here at the Griffith Health Institute, we're not beyond taking a look outside the box when it comes to prescribing certain medications for certain issues. I mean, if you have a medical condition or anyone there does that you'd like some help with, I'd be happy to give you a recommendation.
Marcy is here.
Yeah, that's great. Dr. Griffin, I have some questions, actually.
Yes, Marcy, what can I help you with?
Can you tell me about my yin and yang?
Yes, absolutely. Your yin and your yang, of course, have to stay in balance. So I would recommend to you 200 milligrams of Viagra.
Okay.
Yeah, Viagra, it's not just for the men, it's for the ladies, too. That'll get your yin and your yang, get them boning all night, that's for sure.
Let's see here. You have a question?
Well, I do. Does the player play with a boner?
It depends. Sometimes, if there's a fumble and there's a lot of rolling around with the fellas and there's a lot of grab ass going on, sometimes puts a little pressure on the old athletic supporter. But unless he's already bent that way, then that's probably not going to be an issue in my consideration.
I got you. All right. I do have a problem, and it's weird that I have this job, but I do have a problem saying sentences with the words in the right order.
Not just like right there.
Right there. I was trying to give you a good example of that.
Yes.
So
I would recommend Viagra.
You would?
Yes.
That would help me talk better?
Your tongue will stiffen right up and it'll be able to operate more properly.
My problem is that my tongue is not stiff?
You have a flaccid tongue. In the medical profession, we call that a flaccid tongue. It's just in your mouth flopping all around, getting in the way of your words. And
right.
We got to stiffen that tongue up. Get it. Put it to good use.
So Viagra is my answer as well.
I guess that's the answer.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to get a tongue on.
Griffin, you get a what?
A tongue on.
A tongue on.
A tongue on.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You can hang laundry off that sucker when I'm done with you.
Well, I don't want to hang laundry off my tongue.
Hey, Dr. Griffin,
yeah.
How many cups of coffee can I have before I kick it?
Before you kick it?
Before I die.
Before coffee will kill you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many. It depends on your size and your body weight. I wouldn't recommend any more than 4 to 6 cups of coffee per day.
And what about the Viagra? Does that help?
Yeah, put a little Viagra in that coffee, and that'll really get you going in the morning. I got to tell you, it works for me.
You do that. You take Viagra every day.
Oh, every day. I wake up in the morning, it's the first thing I do. You should see the dogs. They run scared.
I will bet they do. Thank you for talking to us today. We appreciate it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Marcy is in for Sluggo today. Marcy, mm-hmm. I have a great story for you.
Oh, good.
I think you'll love it.
Okay.
40-year-old Zane Wedding.
Zane Wedding is his name.
That's his name.
Okay.
Went swimming last week and had taken a dip at his local pool in Auckland, New Zealand.
Okay, nice.
By the time he got home, he had a sensation that his ear was full of water.
Oh, no.
You know that feeling?
Uh-huh.
What do you do for it?
You shake it. And you
ever hit? You ever hit your head?
I don't hit.
You just kind of smack it a little.
You got to just kind of shake it like this.
Right, but then if that doesn't work, then you shake it and hit it.
Maybe go in with a Q-tip?
And maybe, I don't know. Listen, I don't know. But by the time he got home, he had that sensation. I used drops to clear it up, fell asleep on the couch later that night. Then he went to a doctor, and the doctor advised him that he should use a hairdryer to dry it out.
Never heard that before.
I haven't either. So I don't know what kind of doctor he's going to.
Yeah.
But he took a hairdryer and put it right up to his ear and put it on high.
Now that's going to hurt.
I don't understand that part.
I mean, maybe it's just the cool air. Maybe he had the cool button punched in.
Cool butt what? No, he said it was hot. He said it was hot.
Okay,
it was set on hot so that it would dry out.
All right.
He said, I spent most of my weekend laying on my side or jamming a hairdryer in my ear. When I had to walk around, I would instantly be dizzy. When I would lay down, I could hear the water moving around my eardrum.
Oh, he's got something in there.
That's the worst, isn't it?
Oh.
Over the weekend, I tried anything I could for relief. Ear candles? Have you ever tried ear candles?
I did have. I went to someone once for that.
Did you?
Yes.
I tried it on my daughter.
Did she notice a difference?
Not a great difference.
Did you see a bunch of wax?
But you know how it burns like the end of a cigarette, like the ash?
Yeah.
On the top of it, mm-hmm. I flicked the ash off and it landed on the couch and set it on fire.
Oh, well done.
So that happened.
So you
did it help
it
you? No, of course not.
I didn't really notice a difference. I didn't notice a difference after. I was hoping to.
Interesting. So he tried that. He tried jumping on one leg. He tried chewing gum. He went for a run. And then he went back to an ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Okay, good.
And as soon as the doctor looked inside his ear, he said,
"I don't want to know."
Do you not want to know?
No, I have to know.
You have to know.
I have to know.
You're not going to like it, though. Mm-mm. The doctor said, "Oh my God, you have a cockroach in your ear."
No.
A cockroach?
No.
Had been there the whole weekend.
And he got it from the pool.
Yes. And walking around, what he felt, was it moving?
Oh. You would think you would hear the noises of it moving inside your head.
Yes. Once I knew it was a bug, it all clicked together. That's why the water would move even when I was still. It was a cockroach moving in my head.
So how deep in was it? Did he go in with some tweezers?
The doctor just took it out and he said it was just miraculous. It was just gone.
I mean, yeah, you always feel better without a cockroach in your ear.
I think that's good. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't have a cockroach
in
your ear.
Don't have a cockroach in your ear.
Because that's really a bad thing. Uh-huh. It's not what you want. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Marcy is filling in for Sluggo today, who will be back on Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marcy.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Did you see the video of the world's greatest horse?
I did not. The world's greatest horse.
The world's greatest horse will... He runs up through a couple of dogs who seem not very menacing.
Okay.
He kicks a tree.
Okay.
He turns around and full on farts at them as he runs away.
That's a good horsey.
Just crop dust the hell out of them. Listen, you can hear a little bit. Galloping through. Kicks a tree. Turns around. Looks. And then farts twice on the dogs and just runs away.
I mean, you got to keep the dogs in line sometimes.
That is the greatest horse ever.
He's an awesome horse.
He really is.
I know. I love
you
horses.
You like horses? Do you?
I love horses.
Do you? Do you ride?
Yes, I do. No, I do. I just don't get enough. I don't.
Do you have to ride the mini horses?
Do what?
Nothing. You have to ride the mini horses?
No. What? Do you have to rub that in? Do we have to talk about how short I am?
Listen, no. We don't. Why don't you talk about t-shirts on the 22s?
Tickets and t-shirts on the 22s. Yeah. So if you haven't registered for tickets on the 22s, you can do that at 95.5KLOS.com. And then you're listening in the 7 a.m. hour, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours for your name. Call us back if you hear it.
Within 10 minutes?
Within 10 minutes, and we'll get you hooked up. Now, next week, it's becoming the shirts on the 22s.
Okay.
And it's our iconic KLOS shirts, you know, the cool rainbow racetrack.
Love that.
Yes, they're so great. So we partnered with 5 KLOS artists, Petty, Talica, Slash, Kiss, and Motley Crue, and they're limited edition. You can't buy these.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and I know, and people always want these shirts.
So tickets today, but shirts starting Monday.
Starting Monday.
All right, fantastic. 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Marcy is in for Sluggo today.
Yeah, Sluggo will be back soon.
He will be back on Monday. Mm-hmm. Do we work Monday?
We do.
Do we?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it a holiday?
That's not here.
Isn't it supposed to be a holiday? I study here?
Yeah, well.
Don't they have to let us
I mean, work? Well, I don't know. Apparently not.
Do you think people can not understand us when we talk like this? All right, listen. Stu told me yesterday that his mom told him, and I hope this is okay because he's not here today.
We'll find out.
We'll find out if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That she keyed a car.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about parking wars.
How did he find this? How did he find this out?
She told him.
Oh.
She said,
okay.
You know, I one time I keyed a car.
Yeah.
He was like, what? Because when your parents do it, it's super weird.
It's weird.
Yes, because they're not supposed to. They're adults.
I would assume that she told him this as an adult, not when he was a child.
Agreed, yes. You'll never believe what I just did. Four-year-old Stu.
Uh-huh.
No, he was older, and she confessed to it. So 818-955-KLOS is the number. We want to know petty crimes that your parents committed that you found out at the time or even later.
We can't call my mom and we can't call my dad, unfortunately, unless we use the Heaven hotline.
Listen, I didn't know that when I said we were going to call your mom earlier. I'm sorry for that. I didn't understand that
no
was
apology necessary.
The situation.
It's okay.
So either your parents did it or you did it as a parent. Petty crimes that your kids found out about or that your parents did.
I don't think I should talk about mine.
Because you have a lot?
Well, my offspring may be listening.
Right.
So I don't think that's a good idea.
Say it.
Yeah.
Like they know. You're not usually on now. Don't worry about it.
I'll think about it while a parent,
what have you done that is just petty crime? Listen, if your old man robbed a bank and is in San Quentin, we don't want you to call.
Honestly,
We're looking for petty crime.
It's nothing crazy. Like if I'm making dinner, I'll take a chef's bite.
Oh, that's nothing.
I mean, but you know, for me, I don't want somebody doing that to my meal.
No, but
I
it's for your kids.
You know, things like that.
Nah,
that's not a big deal.
Okay, so that's too small.
That's too small.
You robbed a guy and ended up in San Quentin. Too big.
Yeah.
So we're looking for petty crime that your parents did or that you did as a parent. And your kids found out about it somehow.
I can't wait to hear about yours.
You told them or not. Oh, like I've done anything wrong. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Call now. It is Kevin and Marcy who is in for Sluggo.
Yeah.
And we're taking phone calls on your parents did petty crime. Small things, petty crime.
Just small things, yeah.
Right. You have one of those?
Well,
hey, I got one for you.
Yes.
Sometime back, my dad, who's now deceased, but he and his buddy were sitting around at the dinner table, and they started talking about shit they used to pull. They used to go out to the railroad tracks when a train was going by and steal the hubcaps off of cars while they were sitting there waiting for the train to pass.
While they're sitting in it?
I'm serious.
While they're sitting in the car waiting for the train?
Well, they couldn't hear the hubcaps being stolen.
They couldn't see? That's fantastic.
Huh.
They couldn't see it?
So they had a whole room with hubcaps on the walls.
And did they do anything with them? They end up selling them or anything else?
Well, I don't know. That was just one of those fortuitous stories.
I got you.
And I'm sitting there looking at my dad going, and you bitching at me for some of the shit I pulled?
You know, you can't say shit on the radio.
Neither can you.
Oh, right.
Right.
But
thank you for calling. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You did something or your parent did something?
My parent. Mm-hmm. My mother, as a matter of fact.
What did your mother do?
Well, my mother is 98 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to take us to the department stores or a shoe store and put shoes on our feet or coats on our feet and walk out with them.
Oh.
No kidding.
Oh, see, that's an example.
So now she's involving you in the theft.
Yes, but we were little kids. We didn't know any better.
Of course, but now you do. And as a parent, do you do that with your kids?
No, I am not a parent. I'm a doggy parent.
Maybe this is why.
You're a doggy parent. Yeah. Well, go to a pet store and steal something.
No, let's not.
Thank you for calling. No, don't.
No.
No, okay.
No, let's not do that.
My bad. I thought that's what we were doing. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about your parents committed petty crimes. You have a story like that?
My father had shipped fireworks illegally Greyhound bus cross country.
Nice.
How did he go about doing that exactly?
It was just in a regular shipping box, and just they never checked it and didn't get caught. It was probably about 20, 30 years ago.
Okay,
so I found out about 20 years ago. It happened about 40 years ago.
That would be a lot cheaper than me sending a guy to Mexico, which is my move. It would have been a lot cheaper. I wish I was doing that 30 years ago. All right, 818-955-KLOS. Your parents, your grandparents, you as a parent.
You as a parent, Kevin.
Committed petty crime.
Uh-huh. I know you've got some stories.
I mean, listen, my stories are endless. This isn't about me. We're talking about things that your parents did that were petty crimes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Why don't I have your mic up?
I don't know.
And I have one of many. This is just one of many. But we used to have giant fireworks on the beach.
Yeah.
Like giant. Like real. Like you see at a fireworks show.
Rockets.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
One where there was one fuse and 100 rockets would cover the sky.
Okay.
So we had all of these fireworks all piled up, and we were getting ready to put on a hell of a show. And the sheriff's department raided us from the beach side. Uh-huh. Usually they would come to the door, and that would give us a few seconds to the police are upstairs. We need to move the fireworks, and we would hide them.
Yeah.
We had a pre-planned place where we would hide them. But they raided us from the beach. So they were yelling, duh, freeze, freeze, drop it.
Oh,
yes.
That must have been terrifying.
That's what I thought, because my daughter was 16 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, no.
Later, I went back to her and I was like, I'm such a bad parent. I'm so sorry. It must have really scared you when the sheriff said, freeze, drop it. And she said, that was the greatest.
That was bitching, man. Yes, that's all my friends.
Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
That's some bad parenting on my part.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's take some calls. Your parents maybe were bad influences with some petty crime. You have that story?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi there. So your parents, petty crime?
Not petty. My father was the first person to be caught pirating movies, E.T., Poltergeist, Encounters of the Third Kind.
And did they make an example of him?
Yeah, he got arrested. I was actually in the car. I think it was, 15 and a half or 16 at the time. We went to do a drop, and next thing I know, FBI puts a gun to my dad's head and takes him away. Yeah, I know, it was pretty bad. And he was also an adult movie producer. So.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Your dad was a gem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he passed away now, so it's okay
to
start telling the story.
Yeah, you're squeaky clean, right?
Right. I'm sure you are. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hi, you guys are still talking about like petty theft items?
Mm-hmm. That your parents did, or you did, or your grandparents did?
No, there's something I did when I was a teenager, and there are two of my prized possessions.
Okay, what are they?
I would absolutely grab in a fire. One of them is a floor mat from 7-Eleven that's got the logo on it.
Okay.
And all of my friends ask me, where do you get that? And I'm always like, Walmart, duh. the other one is, you know the little metal sign that says push button for crosswalk and it's got the little arrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like right above where you put. So I just happened to have a screwdriver in my pocket one day and I was like, why not? And I just started unscrewing that at the intersection and put it in my cargo pocket, and now it's mounted above the light switch in my bedroom.
I mean, really, did you get serious satisfaction from that?
Absolutely.
Because he's like I am. I guarantee you that's a yes.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Your parents or your grandparents or you as a parent committed some petty crime. Call now, KLOS. Marcy is here.
Yeah, the Foo Fighters were in there somewhere.
Foo Fighters a couple songs ago, yeah.
Dave Grohl's having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave Grohl. 53 years old today.
53?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
He seems like he's 38.
Great. I know.
That's nonsense.
Being cool keeps you young.
I guess so, yeah. we are talking about your relatives, your parents, in most cases, committing petty crimes. You have a story like that?
Hi, about the petty crimes.
Yes.
When I was younger, in the 60s, my dad worked mostly like three or four jobs.
Right.
One of his jobs was working as what they call the day man at the Vermont drive-in.
All right, you're going to have to get to the petty crime quickly.
Okay.
We get off at 7.
His boss had friends at Mattel. These friends got his boss free Hot Wheels when they were first coming out.
Okay.
So, and for free. So they were Hot Wheels. And then every day, my dad would come home with a free Hot Wheel from us. He'd steal from the boss.
And would give it to you?
Yeah, for me and my brother.
Did he ever get busted?
No. Cause
is he still doing it?
No, come on. It was in the 60s.
I don't know, man. Are you still doing it?
No, but I still think Hot Wheels are cool.
I loved Hot Wheels. I used to play with them. I was a little tomboy.
Would you have stolen?
Never.
Please.
Okay, I stole a pencil once, I think in second grade, and I felt terrible. Nothing.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I don't know if you remember the US Festival.
Yep.
Well, my father was worked for our local beer distributor, and I remember, just remember waking up in the morning, him and his buddies emptied out one of the trucks full of empty kegs, stored them all in our garage, and went back to the fairgrounds and proceeded to take all the lounge chairs, everything pretty much. That they loaded up everything. My mom, I just remember walking out, our garage was fully stacked full of kegs, and my mom flipped out, but then she got a nice lounge chair set and
had a beer.
T-shirts. I was wearing US Festival shirts to PE for years, and I wish I had one now.
Bet you guys had one hell of a party.
Did he ever get caught?
No. Never. We had all the, him and his buddies had all sorts of lounge shirt stuff, all the tents.
I got you. So you had a whole US Festival in your garage.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so growing up in my town, there was this lady. She was my friend's mom. And she had this big old van. It was like those Dodge Ram vans.
Right.
She would like take us around to parties, buy us alcohol. Like we were all drinking, 15, 20 people in a van. And she would like take us, she would buy us alcohol. She would drink with us. We could smoke weed in there. And she would just take us to all these parties.
Did you ever nail her?
No, but she had a pretty big.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin.
Yes. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a request.
Go for
it. I would like to hear Motorhead.
I bet you will.
I think that was just a weekend started.
That's a good choice, but we will deduct $5.99 from your account. I hope that's cool.
Oh, go ahead, because I don't care. I don't have it anyway.
Excellent. Yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's our All Request Fest. Hello.
Kevin, could we hear Little Wing for your partner?
Little Marty. Wing?
For me?
Little Wing. Jimmy.
Hendrick.
For Marcy?
Little Wing.
For Marcy. I mean, what a heartthrob.
it's my uncle.
Your uncle? That's nice. It's nice of you to call,
old
sir.
Old uncle.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
Good, thank you. It's our old request fest. What can we play for you?
Bang Your Head, Quiet Riot.
Nope. Love it.
Yep.
Love it. Who's this?
Anita,
you got it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for calling. Thank you, bye.
That is a party in a song. You were banging your head pretty hard there.
I was, yes.
Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Marcy is filling in for Sluggo today.
Yeah, it's been great.
Natasha Hiley from Los Angeles. You need to call us within 10 minutes to get your journey tickets. You get a chance to see them with special guest Billy Idol, either April 4th at Honda Center or April 5th at Crypto.com Center.
Yeah, that's cool.
Why are you laughing?
That's cool.
Because the song you lined up next?
No.
Okay. I would just like to, before?
Yes.
I would just like to point out
yes,
that what's about to happen is not me.
Okay. All right. Fine. Well,
this is Marcy.
A new YouTube record has been set.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, right? It's hit 10 billion views. The Stones?
It's the first song to ever be seen 10 billion times.
AC/DC, maybe? No?
You would think it has to be an old song.
Rush. Yeah. No. It's the Baby Shark Dance.
I'm sorry. Did you say the Baby Shark Dance?
I said the Baby Shark Dance. Maybe we should.
You say we should play it?
Just to torture nobody's going to be able to get it out of their head. And
this is Marcy's doing?
No, it's the people watching YouTube.
I have nothing to do with it. 10 billion. When you look at it, it's not, you're dancing. You are dancing. Nope.
Hey.
Nope.
Hey. Need a little emotional rescue after that?
Yes, I do. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hola.
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 Kevin and the beautiful Juanita. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Aw.
Yes.
Stop it some more.
What can we play for you?
You play What a Beautiful. I'm on a Mexican radio.
What does he say? It's Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Kevin and Sluggo Show. I'm Sluggo.
Are you Sluggo?
I'm just temporarily.
Oh, okay.
I'm Marcy, actually filling in. It's the All Request Fest. Let's take a request. Hey.
Hola.
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 Kevin and the beautiful Juanita. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Aw.
Yes.
Stop it some more.
What can we play for you?
You play What a Beautiful. I'm on a Mexican radio.
We just played that, dude. We just played it 1 second ago. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, you know what? Sluggo sounding extra sexy today.
Right?
By any chance, could I get some Van Halen where all the good times gone?
Yes, you can.
Good one.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
And thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Marcy is in for Sluggo today.
Yes.
Can I get that phone?
It's been, should I answer it? I'll wait.
Phone's
apologize. I should maybe turn that off.
Look, what are you going to do? 818-955 KLOS is the phone number. If you have a song that will get your weekend started right, we want to hear from you and we'll play whatever you request. KLOS, hello.
Hello, this is Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
What can we do for you?
Hey, Marcy, it's Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
Okay, I got three. You can pick one or play all three. Volbeat, Die to Live.
We're going to pick one. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show, and we are doing our All Request Fest. What can we play for you this afternoon?
Leah.
Marcy's favorite song.
Donny Iris. You got it.
Marcy's favorite song?
I love that song.
Sorry, I jumped right in on top of you. I apologize for that.
I got a little excited.
You did. You do love that song. Let's say hi to Stu. Hello, Stu.
Hi. Hey.
Oh, that does not sound
good.
That
is such a lie. You're such a lie. Stu called in sick today, and with the pandemic the way it is, he said, I feel, if I recall the word correctly, it was off.
Uh-huh. Feel a bit off.
I feel like we're going to need some clarification on the word, I feel a bit off.
Well, I was just being artsy-fartsy. I don't know. I was quoting that lyric from that wonderful song, but I didn't feel good at all.
You're sick. Do you have COVID?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
You have it.
I woke
then.
Up what? A couple of days ago, and I was like, "Ooh, do I feel a twinge?"
I'm sorry. Hold up. You woke up a couple of days ago,
and you were here in the studio with
me for
2 days. By the way,
I felt fine, but I took a test just to be sure. I'm like, "Yeah, it was negative." I'm like, "I know. I'm just psyching myself out."
They are saying that it takes a little longer for the Omicron variant to show up,
especially you've been vaccinated.
I felt fine yesterday.
Yeah.
All day. And then I got home at night. I was like, I feel weird again. Let me take another test. So I went and I bought another test, a different test.
Right.
But still, rapid test. Negative. Then, this morning, my neighbor buddy that I've been hanging out with lately calls me up. He goes, dude, I tested positive.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You so have COVID, Stu.
Buddy is the worst.
I don't feel that good either, bro. I'm like, what is going on?
Right. I don't care about you. What about me and Marcy?
We're going to end up with COVID.
You guys, you'll be okay.
We'll be okay. I'm glad you're being flippant with our health.
Oh, man.
Listen, feel better.
Yeah,
we're just giving you our time. Feel better.
Oh, thank you, guys. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Go drink something warm.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What can we do for you? It's our old request fest.
Can you play some Boogeyman by White Zombie?
I love White Zombie. I bet there are a lot of people that don't know that's Casey and the Sunshine Band song.
No, maybe not.
Because Rob Zombie does good work.
Stylized it.
We were just having a Rob Zombie love off in here.
Yeah.
Because we love him.
He's great.
He's really great. The best. He's a great musician, but he's also great in person.
And just brilliant.
Yes, exactly.
Movies and just, he's a smart guy.
Everything he does. Yeah. All right, so we are doing our old request fest, 818-955-KLOS. Is the phone number. If you want to call now, we will play whatever song that you want that'll get your weekend started right. 818-955-KLOS.